Revelation chapter 22 and verses 6 to 12 today. The very last chapter of the Bible. And this is in the Bibles provided on page 1491. Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 to 12. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We now are commencing on the conclusion of this entire epistle. We have closed the vision. Verse 5, close the vision. The vials are done. And now we're back to closing out this grand epistle. And we see here an angel speaking, but an angel speaking on behalf of the Lord. And I want you to take note what happened. The apostle sinned. Not for the first time, but for the second time. He made this same sin, superstitiously finding in the proclamation on which the angel was giving such worthiness that he fell down and worshipped him. But we ought not to worship creatures, God alone. And therefore, the angel, like the same which did so in chapter 19, rebukes him and tells him, worship God. And this is something which we must be very in tune to. The danger is that you can set up man in the place of God. And it seems like, oh, the Apostle John did it, but I would never do that. Right? I would never do that. But I'm telling you that often in the Scriptures, the angels are called, you know, preachers or those who are speaking on behalf of God. And you see it in America, don't you? You got these celebrity preachers, right? And you can set them up like a god in many ways. And this is a great danger in the church. Indeed, it is the spirit of Antichrist to do so. That's what happened in the early church with the bishops. They set themselves up again above the other elders and hence started the unbiblical bishopric. But the Bible says all elders are equal. The preaching ones, the ruling ones, they're all equal. And this is, of course, keeping the proper place that the Bible gives the government of the church. But you see John not doing that for the creature and this angel. And it makes us need to look into our hearts and ask, what idols do we have? If the apostle had idols in the midst of these visions, how much more do we have, which will be revealed to us by the proclamation of the word given us? And so that's the first thing to notice here. The second thing is to look at when this angel is speaking, what he's saying. He's saying that this book, don't seal it up. He says, proclaim it. It's for the church. It's for you. And he also says very distinctly that the time is at hand. It's going to be given because it's going to start the unfolding with the seals. Immediately it happens. And this is what's important that we realize, that this is not some future, this isn't a revelation of some future day. This is a revelation for the entire church history from that after the apostles all the way into the second coming. And so you're going to have some that pertain to early church history, right? The seals. Some pertaining to that Middle Ages, right? The trumpets. And that which pertains to the Reformation onwards, and that being the vials. And then the end comes after that. And that's important to see as well, is that the Lord Jesus says that He will come. He will come. And He's making this so emphatic with these words, "Behold, behold, I come quickly." And He says in verse 12, "And my reward is with me." And it's kind of confusing when He says in verse 11, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy." So what is He saying? This is a very Hebraic saying. They're doubled. All right, these are called parallelisms. And there's a contrast. You've got the unholy and the holy. And what this is intending to say is, be ready. Be ready. The Lord of hosts is coming. And He is going to judge you according to your works. And those who are holy, they've been set apart and they found a mediator to become righteous because they can't do it by themselves. They'll be righteous still. There'll be an ongoing justifying of them. An ongoing holiness of them. They're justified once and they're preserved in it. And that's what I mean by ongoing in that sense. And then you have here the unjust. Those who go to that judgment day and they're unjust, they're going to be unjust still. There's no second chance. This is all we got right here. Right here on earth is all we got. What's your status? Holiness? Righteousness? Or filthiness? Unjustness? That's the question being brought before us in this reading. Okay? And you must be asking it to yourself right now. Where am I? He is coming. He will come quickly. All right, let's respond to this with Psalm 25b.